I'm not going to take a lot of time at this point because we want to make sure we end a little early and leave time for our business meeting afterwards. We'll take a little bit of a break and allow for a few minutes of greeting, and then we'll call you back together. But, as I was sitting there thinking, okay, what is the... It's one of these when you have a philosophical debate with yourself and say, okay, I'm supposed to get up there and preach. What is preaching? I hope it's inspiration. I hope it's part vision casting. I hope it's part teaching. I hope it's part encouragement. And honestly, I hope all the parts of what we've walked through this morning have been those things. If you're not inspired by the miracle that we've seen in Lynn's life, I don't know what would inspire you. Honestly, I don't. If you're not encouraged by Carla's story, I'm not sure what would encourage you. If you're not moved and taught by all of these things and God's faithfulness to us, I'm human and I don't know if I could do much more. So I should just walk away. But I do want to just spend a few quick moments talking about the year before us, because this is our vision time. And this year, I've given this title here, The Year Ahead, Communion and Community, Reaching Up, In, and Out for the Sake of God's Kingdom. And what I want you to understand is that the vision ahead of us is no different than the vision behind us and the vision that we've been walking through for years. And a few people were talking in the back before the service, just saying, look how God has blessed this church through the years. And who would have thought when we started this thing? And and Ron pointed out, it's just been that steady growth since the beginning. And it's just that amazing thing to see God continue to work in and through us. And as we like to joke, but despite us, and there is a truth to that, despite our humanness and our flaws, God continues to work and allow us to have an increased influence in the lives of people for the good of his kingdom. And I just want to just real quickly just point out a few of those things to you. If you got, when you came in, the little brochure, the little ministry and review packet, whatever we call that thing, I'm not sure what we call it. It's got a title on the front. Ministry Report for 2016-2017, I think is what it's called. That's a look back, but it's also a look forward as we see what God has done. And then the spot where Ron and I kind of share on behalf of the board and the staff and it's just so many things that God has blessed us with. And I just used the theme of expansion in my article there as I wrote that on behalf of Ron and I. Because that was what grabbed my thought this week. That we are expanding our footprint here in this building and in this community physically. But more importantly, I believe God is expanding our footprint spiritually in our community here and across our region and across our world. And I want us just to celebrate that. I want us to be caught up in that. But let's first talk about the building. We're dangerously close to seeing an end to this thing. And how many people are excited to see an end to this thing? And how many people have loved the process? Yes, but we're glad to see an end to it. Ron's the first guy with his hand up. Not only is he chairman of the board, he's general contractor in the building. And this is amazing what God has provided for us in space here. And there's opportunity as we presented this from the very beginning, that this would not be just for our needs, that this would be for our greater community. And somebody had a great idea. I don't know who it was. If it was you, come up and tell me, and I'll give you credit for it. But somebody said, we need to have an open house for all the different agencies in town to come and see what we have when we get this thing finished, so they can see what we have created, not just for our own use, but for the greater use of Leduc and district. And I think that is an amazing thing. A month or so ago, probably 2 months now, Les Collins, the CEO of CIF, who is our lending institution through the NAB, was here to see the project for the first time since he started. And he walked in, he says, now I can say it. Your building used to be ugly. He says, I never wanted to tell you that before, but it was ugly. He says, now I see what it's going to look like. I can tell you it's going to be a beautiful building. And he was thrilled with the progress we had seen, and to the point where he said, guys, for what you are paying for this building and what you're getting out of it, you're getting more bang from your buck than most any project I've seen. And he said, I would put this in the top 5-7% of building projects I've seen through my years in this business. He said, you guys are getting so much for your buck. Now, it's a lot of bucks, but he says, you're getting a lot for it. And I want us to be proud of that, and that's not in a prideful way, but I want us to be excited by that, because Ron and his crew, Warren and the building team, they have done everything possible to do this in a very efficient manner, financially and time-wise, and at the same time, we've never missed a beat on a Sunday morning. Our budget this year has been a little harder, because we have a new mortgage, and it's increased even over this year. And you know what? I've never struggled with a budgeting process like we did this year. And yet God has shown us throughout all of it that he is in charge. So stick around for the business part. You'll see that. You can look in the back. God is allowing us to be stretched and at the same time allowing us to be good stewards, and we're trying to balance that line. So stick around for the business part of that. But be proud of what we've been able to do here, because we're going to have a great place for our ministries and for our community and for our community to have a place to gather. Used to be that as the Elks Lodge, and they've lost that, and we're presenting that back to them as we have been doing through the years. So be excited for that. When I talk about the spiritual sense of the growth in footprint, I talk about the expansion of our care, and I just want to thank every person in this room who's a part of our church on a regular basis. I want to thank every ministry leader, every leader, every elder, every ministry leader, every ministry volunteer, because you guys have made sure that in the building process, we have not missed a beat of caring for one another. And yeah, we can always do things better, but you have all gathered together, and I love the fact, and I say this almost regularly, I know I said it a few weeks ago, if not just last week, I've seen so many people reaching out to so many people. And that it's not the pastor's job, it's not the elder's job to care for the community, it's the community's job to care for one another. And you guys have done that in an exemplary fashion. But I want to encourage us to continue to do it better, to do it stronger. So thank you for all who have cared for others, all who have greeted somebody at the door, who have walked somebody through the building to show them what we're doing, who have helped get their kids settled where they are, who have loved on their kids while they're in here. I just want to say thank you for all of that. Then I talked about the expansion of our leadership and volunteer base. And I want to thank you once again, elders, for your leadership of this place out of a godly heart, a shepherding heart. You have shepherded well. And thank you for all you've done there. For our apprentices that came on and walked with us this year, they have done an amazing job of just being a part of our discussions and our choices and our going forward. And those apprentices have done well to lead into the point where we want to affirm them today as elders. They come from different backgrounds, different experiences, and yet they brought so much value to the table. So we've been very blessed in that process. I want to thank the staff, Penny, Joanne, Dustin, Murray, and Robin. Thank you for all that you guys do around here. We are a small staff for a church our size and growing. I don't know if you know that or not, but we are. And we're efficient, but we have fun doing it together. Penny does so much with the finances and so much of the administration behind the scenes, the hub, and making sure that everything's going as smoothly as possible. The growth that she has learned over the last few years in the finances has been amazing. You don't probably realize how much government stuff goes behind the scenes and government regulations that we have to make sure we're doing things right with payroll and this and that and taxable benefits and everything. It's not your grandfather's church anymore. The government has made sure that it's not that. We have to make sure we keep up with all that, and Penny has done a great job, and she just does that with sort of a smile on her face most of the time. There's some grumbling and all of us growling and why do we have to do that? Insurance, stuff like that. We work together to keep up on that. Joanne, the children's ministry. Read all the ministry reports, but read the children's one about the kids and the leaders and the volunteers. And she has over 100 volunteers in children's ministries. You realize that? Over 100 volunteers back there on a regular basis. And those stories talk about kids excited to get there. And I think Lana Whitmore, it was your daughter who was so excited to come and tell Mr. Murray that she had asked Christ into her heart. That she wants to come and share that with Mr. Murray, the guy who sings songs with him in Sunday school, because that is important to her. Those stories are amazing. And Joanne has so much administrative stuff there, too, to make sure everybody's in the right place at the right time. And she does that with a smile on her face as well most of the time. I live with her. I see more of those moments. And she's my wife. That's why I live with her, in case you're visiting. point of order. So, Murray and Robin, I don't know if you're in the room here, but they keep this place clean. And that's a miracle if you walk in here on Friday afternoon and look at this place with the dust everywhere. And sheetrock dust and cement dust and water. And they come in and they make this place presentable each week. So Murray and Robin, we owe you a big debt of gratitude. And that's more than a Tim Hortons card when we're done. We'll figure something out to take care of you. So let's hear it for them. And Dustin, you've become a true partner in ministry, and I appreciate you more than you know. We just had the thrill of being down at the youth pastor retreat. I was speaking. He was leading the youth pastors of our association down there. And what a joy to work with him and to see just how God is using his giftedness and skills and the brain that that guy's got that will never function upside this head. I appreciate that. For those who don't know, we haven't said it publicly. Dustin has been with us over 7 years now, and according to our policy, he's due a sabbatical. He's taking that in the fall, starting September 1 to January 1, so we just hope the best for you in that season. You deserve it. We want you to go and get rested and come back even more excited for what God's doing here, but thank you for all your work and all that you do. And then outside of all of that, elders, apprentices, staff, volunteers, workers, leaders, God is giving us influence that that maybe we haven't seen before. God is allowing people from this church and its leadership to speak influence into other areas. We talked about Beaumont earlier. We've been involved in Millet for the last 9 months or so, just caring for a town that's struggling to have anything make it there. One church left and it's struggling. And we've been able to come and use some of our energy down there and to walk alongside them, to work with the ABA and the NAB, to come alongside sister churches. I believe that's an amazing thing that we've had available to us. So don't take that for granted that the ABA looks to our elder board as a model of what good elder boards can be. And you know what? Rightfully so. We have good unity. And we have good unity as a church, and we're growing in that. But as we come to the end of this year, we're wrapping up a lot of things. We're wrapping up the building project. Hopefully, mid-summer, by end of summer, we'll be in the, you know, ready to open up the new doors for our fall kickoff, and everything will be great there. This next season of life, while we've continued to grow, and God has continued to use us, and God has continued to bless us in many ways, I really, as I just prayed over the year to come, it came down to just the recalibration around these things. Communion with God up, and communion or community in and out with our family here and with our greater community. And I want us just to be challenged that way this year. I don't have to say much about it because it's nothing new. But I want us to be challenged to, as our mission statement here says, to our vision, or this is our mission statement, to walk intimately with God and to invite others to journey with us. This idea of loving God and loving others. I can't get more complicated than that because I don't think it needs to be more complicated than that. We've seen this in a huge way this year, but I just want to remind us that this is what the call of God is in our lives. So I want to read two passages of scripture to you today very quickly. One is Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 29, but we only have one verse up here. It's the one you need to focus on. So you focus on that, and I'll read the context here. It says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, this is the law, the expert in the law said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus answered, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? I won't go into the whole story there of the Good Samaritan. We've talked about it before, but Jesus makes it very clear that he knew what he was supposed to do, and now the question was whether he was going to do it or not. And I think for us as a church, it's not even a question of whether we know what to do. We know what to do. It's not even a question of whether we want to do it. It's a question of how can we do it even better. And I would say we've done it well. We have grown in so many things. We have excelled in so many ways, and yet we can always refine and do it better. So how do we walk this road of loving God with everything we have in word, worship, fellowship, and prayer? How do we do that? And how do we care for one another and care for our greater community that God has called us to? That's what God wants us to be just continuously challenged with. So for the year to come, nothing out of the ordinary other than we're going to learn to love God more. And we're going to challenge each other towards that. We're going to challenge each other to read God's word more and to pray more and to worship better and more richly, and to give him what he is due. And just in these last few weeks of praying for people and seeing miracles happening, we are amazed once again at the God that we serve, and we want to worship him. So this upward motion is those things, word, worship, prayer. One of the things we're going to walk through this year is how to have a personal discipleship plan. Just how do you plan to grow as a disciple? Every one of us should have our own plan. We can work together, we can walk in community, we can help each other, we can encourage one another, but you have to come up with a plan for yourself of how you're going to grow in the areas you need to grow, and we're going to work on that. Second passage I want to read to you is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 17, or 16. And this is just a picture I want us to hold this year of how we walk in community of caring together as we reach in and care for one another. It says, so Christ, this is Ephesians 4, starting in verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's the picture. And what's the outcome? Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And what's the picture here? The picture is that we would all serve in our giftedness, in our areas of calling, that we would allow those things to encourage one another, and that we would truly become like Christ. And that we would no longer be tossed back and forth by every wave of teaching, but that we would come to the full maturity of who we're supposed to be. That we speak truth and love, and the whole body of Christ would be built up because of that. So as we reach up to God, we want to worship him and learn to worship him better. And we want to read his word and pray to him and have two-way communication. But when we reach into each other, we want to just truly care for each other. We want to practice the one another's of scripture. We need to walk that we can enjoy the company of each other, but also at the same time encourage one another and to be on mission with each other. One of the areas that we need to work on this year, and a few months back, I honestly was ready to just pack it all in on this front. I was ready just to give up on the clusters. But I didn't. And some of you are going, oh, you should have, maybe. No, God called us to do that, and we're going to continue to work on that. But I've been saying for too long that we've expected too few of people to lead those things through the elders as cluster leaders with their spouses. And we need to say that our clusters, these groups of people broken up by where you live in the community, we need to do that better. So in the fall, we're going to really look at how do we build a team around each cluster. How do we get a team model so it's not up to one or two people to do all the work? But we're not going to give up on the fact that God has called us to be present where we are, not where we gather to worship on Sunday morning, but where we are and where we live and where he's planted us. And we're going to continue to develop that, and we're going to do that better than we've ever done it in the fall. And I would encourage all of you to consider being a part of that team for your cluster. I would love that the cluster doesn't look any different from the leadership of the cluster, that it is everybody that should be in the cluster, because we need to function in that way as we care for one another. But more importantly, we need to go beyond that and care for our greater community around us. I could go on forever about this, but the influence that the Lord is opening up for us is that the city wants to do something about neighboring. And they're actually asking us to be a part of that conversation because they know we're struggling to try to love our neighbors. And I would love for us, as not Leduc Fellowship Church, but as a representation of the body of Christ, to set the pace in our city and in our region for what it means to love your neighbor and to be there for them. So we're going to work on that. So this cluster thing is important to care for one another. It's important to care for our greater community. And that is the out portion of how does our cluster help us reach out in our own neighborhoods to be salt and light and to bring the hope of the gospel there. That's it. That's the vision. Simple. Love God, love others, do it better. Is that a good enough challenge for us for the year? Do you think that'll take us a whole year to get figured out? You think we can fill the year with that? I think we can. And I think we will. And I think we're going to come back next year excited about what God has done through us. That we're going to be better worshipers of God. We're going to be better carers for one another. And we're going to be better, though, I'm going to say outreachers. That's not a word. We're going to be better people who care for our greater community. And I know that God is going to grow us together as we do that. Thank you, Lord, for the building that we have. But at the same time, thank you that this is just a tool. And this is the body of Christ as we go out to reach out and to care for those that God has put in our path. That's simply the vision I think we have before us. How we're going to do that, all the teaching, that I'll let you know midsummer when I figure it all out. But I know this is where God wants us to go. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask Dustin and the team to come and lead us in our last song. And then I'll come up and give you a couple instructions for our business meeting transition. But let's just thank God for the opportunity to walk as his body together. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you. We thank you for the opportunity to know you well and to walk with you intimately, but also to invite others to journey with us. So, Father, allow us to continue to expand in our care of each other, in our care of our community. Allow us to never be content to just exist. Allow us to be challenged to love those you have planted us among and who cross our path in a natural way every day. And Lord, as we do that, let that be an act of worship to you. We give you that in Jesus' name. Amen.